Irish-born Dr. Alexander Gaston, whom we met at the palace, had been a physician in the British Navy, serving at the siege of Havana in 1762 during the French and Indian War. After contracting dysentery, he moved to Newbern within 3 years for his health. His townhome was here where the parking lot is now. Unlike modern townhomes, the word then referred to a plantation owner's home in town. After the 1778 anti-French mob leaves the schoolhouse, the Davises lead it here. The county magistrates are meeting on Gaston's piazza, probably meaning his porch. The Davises demand the militia be called to enforce the warrant. Charall is sent for, and when he arrives, James Davis Jr. clapped his hands on the shoulder of the colonel and told him he was his prisoner. James Sr. steps forward as if to slap Charall, but another colonel blocks him. Davis threatens Charall with a club, trying to provoke Charall into responding, but the Frenchman keeps his cool. Charall agrees to deliver the sergeant and recruit, and the mob breaks up, or so it seems. Instead, men with guns roam the town, in part seeking the sergeant, but he has escaped. At some point, one of the Davis sons comes to the corner you just passed, yells that the sergeant is gone, and repeats the threat to attack the Frenchman if he isn't found. As you already know, that attack happened. Eventually, it comes out that John has no indenture papers and merely claims he won the contract from another man. The sailor is freed. The sergeant's fate is unknown. In part due to incidents like this, Charall was unable to gather many troops, and the legislature ended the attempt in August. At Charall's request, Governor Caswell wrote a letter of introduction to Washington for him, saying Charall was headed to his camp. Then Charall disappears from history. John Davis, Jr. was among hundreds of North Carolina Continental soldiers who died in captivity after the fall of Charleston 2 years later, possibly from a whipping on a prison ship. As Craig's British force nears in 1781, Gaston has just finished eating breakfast inside. Somehow hearing of the British approach, he decides to escape back to his plantation directly across the Trent, the river crossing below town. You see him hurry out the front door and down the road in front of you. Moments later, his wife Margaret follows to make sure he is safe, with good reason. The horse's hooves and militia potshots can be heard nearby. Scroll to the next audio clip, follow the walking instructions by it, and then listen to the clip.